Spiritual causation is the one question to be considered. For more than all others, spiritual causation relates to human progress. Close quote. The law of progress is the law of God, and you are constituted of the laws of God, so you cannot break them nor interfere with their operation. If they appear delayed or inoperative, it is due to the material accompaniments you are entertaining. You can break this mesmerism because you understand animal magnetism. Quote, "The great miracle to human sense is divine love, and the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man." Close quote. In heaven, which is your pure state of consciousness, there is nothing wrong. You can say to every creature, quote, "I know who thou art. Thou art mind in manifestation." Close quote. You can say, quote, "Thou which art in heaven, hallowed be thy nature." Close quote. You can never separate cause and effect, but on the other hand, they are not interchangeable. Cause is foundation, but effect always and necessarily exists with cause. Effect has to have a primary. Cause and effect are analogous to principle and idea, mind and manifestation. Effect is the expression of all that God is, the intelligence, the action, the life in evidence. There is but one effect, because there is one cause. Man, as effect, can never lack anything, for man is functioning obediently and expressing completely all that mind is. Man, as the effect of the one mind, has the divine capacity, boundless bliss, infinite opportunity. God and man are one and inseparable. One can never be without the other. The thinker and the thinking are one. You cannot have thinking without a thinker, and you cannot have a thinker without thinking. They are distinct, yet one, but they are not interchangeable. You must always base your thinking from this absolute standpoint. Quote, "Christian science is absolute. It is neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing towards it. It is at this point and must be practiced therefrom." Close quote. Quote, "The body improves under the same regimen which spiritualizes the thought. And if health is not made manifest under this regimen, this proves that fear is governing the body. This is the law of cause and effect, or like producing like." Close quote. Supply. Many scientists are tempted to work for supply. The main reason they do this is because of a belief of lack. They fix their gaze so steadily on lack that they blot out all sense of abundance. They wish abundance and hope for it, but they do not really think they possess it. Their supply seems almost at hand, and yet they keep it in the future tense. They think they will have to indulge in a slight material process. Oh, quote, look up, not down, for your fields are already white for the harvest, and gather the harvest by mental, not material processes. Close quote. Those gathering by material processes are in a state of thought where they always want something, where they are in a continual state of withoutness. Now, to continually want this thing or that thing is only proclaiming loudly to yourself that this or that thing is absent. And yet, you say all is consciousness, and you are aware of it. If you are, you would have to be aware of that which you say you want. To declare the absence of that of which you are conscious is to increase your strong conviction of lack. Your desire to acquire generally results in frustration. We have said many times that there is nothing external to consciousness. So, what can you acquire when you already have all? Quote, everything is as real as you make it, and no more so. What you see, hear, feel is a mode of consciousness and can have no other reality than the sense you entertain of it. Close quote. Now, what is your sense of supply? The sense you have of it is the way it is. You must be positive about things. A wishing or wanting state of mind says very definitely that you do not possess. Possession is reflection. Think of Jesus, the great example. Mind embraced all for Jesus. Then, mind embraces all for you. You do not want a thing. Lift up your eyes, and behold, it is already present. Your consciousness of it is all there is to it. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, God giving all, and man having all that God gives, close quote. Realizing this, what would there be to acquire? Knowing this as you do and admitting it, you have no fear. Then you have no discord or lack. Fear and discord are identical. Jesus said, quote, for I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Close quote. This is a tremendous statement. Think about it. He says to believe, that is, to be firm and constant, and have no doubt about what you say, and you will have what you say. In other words, you have what you think. Then do not complain about your lot. You are enjoying your own state of thinking. You are having in your experience just what you are saying. Jesus goes further. He says, quote, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Close quote. Now, what do you desire? You know only good. Do you honestly believe that is all you are experiencing? And that you are experiencing that abundantly? Remember, your thinking is your saying, either silent or audible, and your saying is your experience. Be assured with Solomon, quote, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he," close quote. You be your think. Limitation means ignorance. Intelligence is the opposite of ignorance. You have learned that you have the ability and right to infinite good within the sanctuary of your own mind. Hence, you are greatly blessed. Jesus told the disciples that the kingdom of heaven is here, and asked them why they wanted to say it took 4 months for the harvest. Mind is equal to every need, because a need is a necessary demand for right operation. Quote, "O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Close quote. The psalmist said, quote, "If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof." Close quote.